You know, Bobo stay low, low in the head. Mentor, you know. But he good fun sell newspaper, and he smart for go by the cars when get stopped light and sell to ladies, old ladies, and to the mokes who tell stink kind stuff about he belong in Kaneohe Hospital like that. But in the end, they buy newspaper and tip, too. Most times they give quarter and tell, keep the change, but sometimes they give more. Bobo, he smart for time I'm good him. He take long time get change for quarter at red light, but by the light change green and the guy tell, hey, that's okay, keep him. And step the gas. Bobo smile big and tell, thanks, eh? He time I'm real good. Me, every time I get the real chain kind guys and oh man, they wait till the light turn red again for get the 10 cents change. Coming home from work time is the best time. I go after school sell papers with Bobo. Supposed to go straight after, but I stay fool around school little while because Bobo always stay there and watch my papers for me. Mr. Cavallo, my district manager, get pissed off, but he no can do nothing. Nobody like work for him already. He gets smart with me, I would tell him, hey, no make like that. I know one time you went dump all the inserts inside one big garbage can because it was late and nobody came for help put them inside the home deliveries. That's what I would tell him. Yeah, you know. One time, I went ask Bobo, what he do during the daytime when I go to school? He tell, he go by the supermarket and wheel the cart around. Used to be he wheel him around inside a store, but the manager tell him no can, so he wheel him around outside in the parking lot. I ask him, what he saving up for? And he tell, one more bed, just like motorcycle there. Tired pump my bike. Bobo's bikes, they all junky, old-style gooseneck and one speed and one old newspaper bag hanging from the handlebars. What sh**? Me, I saving up for one skateboard, Cobra kind with heavy-duty trucks and one college education. That's what my father tell me. So me and Bobo, we stay together pretty good. Plenty guys tell why I stay with Bobo. They tell he talk crooked, he's mouth funny kind, and sometimes he drool a little bit. I tell, watch out, brah. He know kung fu and make like the wrestler, the missing link. Whoa, yeah. But I went show him how to wipe his mouth before he sell newspaper to the customer. I went buy him handkerchief, too. I wanted the kind with initials on top. B-B for Bobo. But I couldn't find, so I went buy one with W, I think, at sidewalk sale. Make him feel good, boy. I feel good, too, though. He learn good, wipe his mouth first before he go to the customer. He not talk too good. Every time guys tell, huh? What you talking, stupid? He only can try his best, but no come out clear. 15 cents paper. But me, I used to do it already. Gee, one time one guy went run over his toes. Good thing he's strong, boy. My father said good thing he was wearing his rubber shoes. Stay all had it, but it saved his toes. Or maybe the guy went go so fast that never have time for smash his feet. But Bobo never tell nothing. Just like no saw, but must have been, yeah? One time he go show off, he tell, I show you one trick and he go poke one safety pin through his skin. You know the thick part by the thumb? Sucking weird looking safety pin through his thumb skin and him smiling up with his bowler head. My father said that his father no like him already and like throw him out of the house, but the social worker say no can. Bobo no tell nothing about his father, but my father tell. That's why he bowler head every time. The father no like when he bring home little bit money. He think Bobo go spend him or lose him on the way home, so he give Bobo lickings and shave his head. That's why I ask my mother for make him one the kind, beer can hat. I go ask Bobo, what his favorite team? And he say, McKinley Tigers. So I tell my mother, can make him yellow and black for McKinley Tigers. Tough man the way my mother can make him. She fast with the needles for knit. My father laugh and tell, I'll help. I'll help you, mama. I drink 4 beer right now. So you can have empty can for make hat. Hey, Junior, he tell me, you like taste beer? Daddy. Mama come all mad. Not real mad, just mad voice. No give the boy beer. What's the matter you? Mama, I can make him like one real present. No stay Christmas or birthday, but Can make them like one real present, please? Mama look at me and tell, okay, go get the wrapping and the ribbon box. No, wait, boy, come here first. And she tell me a good boy and how she proud I think of Bobo. She hugged me and I tell her, nah, but I feel good. Then I go get the box with all the old Christmas and birthday wrappings. My mother save them from every time get presents, and the ribbon too. She let me pick the paper. Never have black and gold kind, but had one with tigers, so I picked that one even though it's pink. Mama put the hat in one box and wrap them with the paper, and I went help put my finger when came time for tied a knot. Bobo was so happy when he went open the box. It was a little bit big, but he put them on, and he went by one car and tell, "Babe," and the guy tell, "No thanks," and Bobo stay by the car and use the mirror on the side for make the hat, for make the hat good on his head, you know, so get one beer can label straight in the front. Thanks, sir. Tell you mama, thanks, sir. You sure for me? Thanks, sir. That's all he say over and over. And every time when get green light, he take them off and look at them, make sure no more dirt on top. Me, I feel so good. I miss a couple customers at the red light. So had me working the sidewalk and Bobo walking between the cars. My father no let me go between the cars. And when Shaka van went come, fat tires, mag wheels, tinted glass, was just some mokes playing the tape deck loud and smoking Pakalolo. I know, because most skinny the Pakalolo cigarette and they share them. One time I saw Cummings Brothers guy smoke that. The mokes tell, "Hey, look the guy. He nuts, yeah? Hey, go call him. Hey, paper boy, where you get so nice hat? I like Barrow. Hey, fit me good, yeah? Oh, man, perfect this. Hey, try look, he stay bull ahead. Hoo-hoo, cold Jack, man." Bobo, he only stay try grab back the hat, but the mokes only pass him around inside the van. Bobo try say, "Come on, no fuss around. Only thing he coming in excited and no can understand what he's saying." "What you said, Lolo? You give us your hat?" "Okay, gee, thanks, eh?" Bobo stay crying already and stay hitting the van, the side part. Bang, bang. His hands stay slapping the outside and inside only get the guys laughing. I tell, "Bobo, never mind that. Those guys no class. Bobo, come already." I like go get him, but my feet stay stuck by the curb. I no can go inside a street because my father said no go, but I like help Bobo. "Hey, paper boy. Here, I like one paper." The driver went call, and Bobo went stop hitting the van and go give him one newspaper. "No give him, Bobo," I went tell him, but he went give him and then hold out his hand for the money, and the driver guy only laugh and drop his cigarette butt inside Bobo's hand. "Fucker, you fucker." Bobo go swear at him. The light went change and Bobo, he stay standing in the street yelling f*** until the cars behind start tuning their horn and the van driver only laugh and spit and then burn rubber away. Oh yeah, the guy on the other side went throw Bobo's hat out the window. Bobo almost went run into the street without looking for grab him, but I went hold him back and then when car went run him over and Bobo he turned and look at me just like was on purpose, I went hold him back for see his head smashed. Bobo tell me, "F*** too." I get pissed off and I call him that back, but little while more I'm sorry I call him that because Bobo no can understand that good. Bobo no tell me nothing after that. He go by the wall and he scrunch up real small into one ball, you know, and only cry. He cries so hard, he begin to hit his head on the wall. His head bang the wall, but no sore for him. But I get mad, because just like my fault, but not my fault, you know. And I know that, but I get mad at him anyway. "Shut up already," I tell him, but he no hear nothing. "Shut up, I tell you. You no more ear. You low, low. What's the matter with you? Mo better send you Lini corner school, a school for the mental guys." And more he cry, and more I get mad. Good thing had one car and stop, green light and all, and toot his horn for one paper. I tell, "Go, Bobo, you go. Ask Mr. Kim. He give big tip every time." But Bobo still cry, so I go. "What's the matter with Bobo?" he asked me. I tell some mokes when swipe his hat and then and then tease him, and then when throw him away and the car went run him over and then he cry and hit his head, he no can stop. Why not pick him up from the street, Mr. Kim go tell me. Ask the one in front the car. I never think of that, so I go get him. Look kind of headed, but still can wear. Hey, what about my paper, Mr. Kim tell me. Oh, sorry, eh? Here, you share this with Bobo. Go buy something nice. And he give me $1 tip. I went by Bobo and try give him the dollar, but he only pushed my hand away and cry and hit his head more hard. So I went put the $1 under the rock that stay holding down his papers. I went put the hat by his papers too. I went go back by the street, and little while more, Bobo go real quick by his papers and grab the hat and put the $1 inside his pocket and then go back by the wall. He never hit his head no more, but he still went cry a little bit. I knew Bombay would be pow. So me and Bobo stay friends again. He still wear his hat, smash and all, and sometimes I go in the street cell with him. I don't listen to my father all the time. Good fun. We only laugh when the cars come close. Sometimes, when he think I'm not looking, he take the hat off and try to make the smash part more smooth. You know, he try bend the iron part back so no more wrinkles on top. Sometimes I think, though, what going happen to Bobo? He been selling papers long time, before me, and still going to sell Bombay even after I quit. When I get my skateboard and my college education, I hope Bobo be all right. He got to have somebody take care of him. Maybe Mama make him another beer can hat. I go ask her. One time after that, one small kid went come by us when we were selling papers. He went put one box down by our newspaper pile right next, and then he went pull out sweet breads. The stupid kid went try carry 4 sweet breads all one time. One under one arm, one under the other arm, and one side each hand. The stuff stay slipping down, so he go smash them with his elbows. Jeez, I wouldn't buy a smash up kind of bread, man. Besides, must get all his B.O. on top. He go come by us and tell, you like buy sweet bread? Bobo's eyes came big. He likes sweet bread, you know. He just look. I stay thinking he better wipe his mouth. Look like he stay drooling over the sweet breads. Morris, the small kid, think Bobo like buy. I asked the kid, what you selling for? For school, for raising money, for go few trips, and for see films. For what? For go few trips, you know, excursions, and for see films, movies. I went tell him, I gotta sell carnival scripts for my school too. You like buy? I never sell nothing yet. Everybody in my class went sell $10 worth at least. Even the smash face Shirley went sell almost $200 worth. She thinks she hot. I think her father went sell them for her. But I never sell nothing so far. So I went tell the kid, I'll buy one sweet bread if you buy my carnival scripts. I like see your scripts, the kid went tell me. I went show him my pack. How much are these? $10. You crazy, the kid went tell me. Sweet bread only $1.50. Bobo came for look at the scripts too. He tell, I know what that carnival scripts, yeah? Good, yeah, carnival. Get any kind, yeah? Good, yeah? Yeah, we go carnival, Bobo. You go ask your father, let you have some money for buy scripts from me, and I go ask my father too. Then Saturday after pound newspaper, we go see if my father take us. I went make him sound real good so the small kid would like go too and buy scripts from me. Me and Bobo was just having good fun talking about carnival stuff. The kid was just looking at us, his head going back and forth, wishing he could go with us. Make him jealous, boy. But he only went by the cars for try to sell his smashed sweet breads. I don't think anybody went by. Bobo, he only stayed talk about going carnival. He really thought he was going go already. I was just trying to get the small kid for buy some script, but I don't mind going carnival too. So I was real nice to my father and I told him I would help him wash and polish the car if he buy the scripts from me and take me carnival. I told him that Bobo was going to ask his father if he can go carnival too. Daddy just rough up my hair and tell, shoot, wash and polish, eh? Saturday we went pick up Bobo. He was waiting outside his house. He said he no like go carnival, that he rather go sell newspaper at baseball game. My father give me bus fare. See, 25 cents for go, 25 for come back. Bobo said that, and then he just stand by the car, scraping the dirt with his rubber shoes. My father looked at Bobo, then at the apartment building where his house stay. He looked long time, then he breathed long and said and tell, come on, Bobo, you come carnival with us. Yup, Junior, wash and polish my car Bombay, and I treat you to carnival. Bobo came all happy. He smiled up. When Bobo smiled, he make everybody smile because he stay so happy. Had any kind man at the carnival. Plenty people, plenty rides, plenty food booths. My father took us cruising all around the carnival first. He told us which ones we could ride. Some was too dangerous, he said, so no can. And he told us which games was jip. Too hard for win, he said. And then he said he wait for us at the beer garden. No, stay one real garden. Just get folding chairs and one man stay selling beer. He said, he said that me and Bobo go half the scripts. Me and Bobo went cruise the carnival again for decide which ones we was going to play and for see which ones had the good prizes. Bobo every time wanted to go back watch the guys throwing baseball, but that was the one my father said was too hard for win. Had some guys trying for win one big doll. They was making big noise and never let anybody else play because every time they lose, they pay again for play some more. The guys could throw real hard, but for win, you gotta knock down six heavy iron stuffs. They call them milk bottles. They're just like bowling pins that stay stacked on top of each other. Get three on the bottom, then two on top, and then one on top. They must be real heavy because even if you crack them square, they know how to fall down sometimes. The guy that was throwing was getting a little bit pissed off because he couldn't get them all. After he threw his three balls, he thought, sucker, give me some more. I get them this time. I stay getting tired, watch the guy, but Bobo no like go yet. So I had to stay and watch the guy some more. Any kind of stuff I want to watch, how he hold a ball, how he aim, how he throw the ball. Had one tattoo on the back of his other hand. I seen that someplace before. Three daggers tattoo. Pretty soon I went remember that was the monks that went steal Bobo's hat. I went pull Bobo and tell, we go Bobo, dry over here. We go eat something. Please, Bobo tell me. No Bobo, junk this, we go. One other guy was trying for throw now, but the guy with the tattoo was razzing him up. You plug, you throw like one panty. You call that good? Come on. You not can throw better than me. Give up. Me next. And he went try to give the worker some more scripts for play again. But Bobo already went give the worker scripts for play, so the worker told the monk that he had to wait until Bobo was pow. Bobo not can throw hard. I know, because sometimes we play throw with tennis ball, and he just like me, not so hot. Only can throw soft. So Bobo went try throw, but he only could knock down one bottle with his three balls. After Bobo went throw the three balls, the monk guy went try pay again, but the worker told him, this guy went pay for $3 worth. I never know that. I went tell Bobo, why you waste your money? We go already. But Bobo hardhead, he only like stay and throw the balls. The monk guy getting more pissed off because Bobo take his time and he only throw soft. Yeah, why you waste your money? Power ready, he told Bobo. I don't think the monk would recognize Bobo. Could tell he was getting pissed off though because he had to wait and watch Bobo throw. Me, I won't give up. Ano can change Bobo's mind, so I just watch him throw. Just like he no aim, he just throw as hard as he can, but still yet soft. The most he ever hit down was 3. And he take long time watch the worker guy stack up the bottles. I thought he was just slow, but little while more, I catch on. Bobo slide a bugger. He stay watching for when the worker line up the bottom row of bottles little bit crooked so they get more space between the bottles on one side. Then he aim for a space because the bottles fall out more easy on that side. Bobo, he pretty smart. Couple times when Bobo went crack the right space, everything except one went fall down. But Bobo went miss with the other 2 balls and couldn't hit the last one down. I was figuring that my father was right. This game jip, no can win. Bobo had his last chance for throw and he went crack the space right on again. Only had 1 bottle left and he had 2 more chances. He was sweating real plenty and he never care about nothing but the last bottle. He went warm up real plenty and make plenty form and throw real hard, but the bugger went crooked and never come close. He only had 1 left and the morgue went tell him, "You let me throw them for you. I can crack them, you know." Bobo just went look at the morgue, and I thought he almost was going to give him his last ball. Almost I went tell, "Bobo, no give him. That's the guy." But funny, I never say nothing. Bobo finally went say, "Nah," and wipe his mouth with the back of his hand and throw real fast without warming up. I seen the ball hit the table right in front of the bottle and bounce off and knock the last bottle down. He went win. Bobo went win. Bobo, you went win, I went yell. And Bobo was just smiling and clapping his hands. Even before the worker went ask him, Bobo went point to the biggest stuffed tiger hanging from the string. "I like that one," Bobo went tell real slow and real clear. "Was gold with black stripes and was almost as big as me. Was one happy tiger, had one big smile." Bobo went hug the tiger and went show him off to me and let me hold him a little while. Bobo wanted to show my father right away, so we went to the beer garden place and my father went listen to me tell a story about how Bobo went win the tiger. Bobo never even like leave the tiger with my father for hold, so he went carry him all around with him, even on the rides, and everybody went look at him. I bet they was wondering how he went win him. Going home, Bobo was talking any kind, real fast. I couldn't even understand the stuff he was talking about. Only when we came by his house, he went stop. My father came quiet too and went ask him, "You like me talk to your father and explain I took you carnival?" Bobo only went shake his head. He went get out of the car and tell thanks to my father. And then he went push the tiger back inside the car window. "For you, mama. I win him for you, mama. You give to her." "You sure, Bobo?" I went tell him. But he just kept telling, "For you, mama." My father went start the car and I went say thanks to Bobo. Bobo was waving to us from the sidewalk, smiling up. We were smiling up too.